Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And today we continue again with Joshua, but we're coming to a rather different story. The story of Jericho is a very triumphant story. A prostitute gets saved and delivered, otherwise she would have been killed, along with many others. A city is destroyed, its walls come down, as a sovereign act of God brings their destruction and opens the door for the Israeli troops to move in with great power, and they're just destroying everything. Things settle down and they're on to the next battle. And the next battle will take them to a city with quite a strange name. It's called the City of Ai. It's spelled A-I. And Joshua is going to move into this situation. He looks at the situation and assesses that perhaps they don't need quite so many this time. And everything is set up. But to Joshua's real amazement and disappointment, they're not winning. In fact, they're losing, and everything comes to a stop, and Josh has to pull the troops back and has to reassess. And he really gets on his knees before God, and he's crying to God, "Lord, what's gone wrong? At Jericho, everything seemed to go so well. And as far as I know, I've been doing things the right way. I listen to you. What's happened? Why is it so different here?" And then it's revealed to Joshua that there was a very clear statement made to the troops going into Jericho that they should not pick up any devoted things, that they should not have spoils for themselves, but that everything belonged to the Lord. And one man has disobeyed that. Well, the search goes on to find, well, who is this man? And what exactly did he take? And this is a very, very powerful story, because Joshua is very methodical. He goes through things tribe by tribe, clan by clan, and eventually Achan is isolated, and he is confronted and he admits that he has sinned. He's the one who took things that he should not have done. And he says, "Well, I saw these things, and when I looked at them, they seemed so attractive. And so I thought I would take them, but I've not done anything with them. I haven't sold them. I haven't made money out of it. They're just buried in my tent." But that's enough to bring about a very swift and a very strong judgment. Achan is stoned and his family. And it's a terrible, terrible judgment, because these people had disobeyed God. And Joshua has to supervise not just a victory, but an incredible disciplinarian situation. He has to bring justice. And however today we might look at it and just feel it was ruthless and cruel, this was what they were told to do. Have no truck. You don't interfere. You don't try and reason. If someone has stepped into sin, disobedience, rebellion, they need to be dealt with and got rid of. And so Achan and his family die, and Joshua is ready to round up the troops. And this time they go to Ai and they thoroughly defeat it. Salutary lessons, which my dear friend Patrick will perhaps come and think about again after we've heard some worship.
Now I have a friend who'll be there till the end. He's my comfort when I start to cry. Even though I'm not strong, He will help me along. When I fall, He will lift me up high. Just keep on trusting, just keep on hoping, Jesus, He will see you through. Just keep on trying, doing your best, Jesus will be there for you. He makes me so happy, but still I go wrong. His word is His bond that I know. Jesus looks at your heart, and that's where He starts. Let Him in, let His love overflow. Just keep on trusting, just keep on hoping, Jesus, He will see through. Just keep on trying, doing your best, Jesus will be there for you. So scared that He'll just walk away, but He stays by my side through the tears that I've cried. I'm forgiven by grace, I am saved. Just keep on trusting, just keep on hoping, Jesus, He will see through. Just keep on trying, doing your best, Jesus will be there for you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about the book of Joshua and the story that we've been reading from Joshua chapter 7 and chapter 8. This sin, Achan's sin, one man's disobedience resulting in the defeat of the whole nation in battle. What does that tell us about God and the judgment of God in this situation?
Well, I think it certainly points out that there's no room for carelessness. You can't say the majority are doing this and that, so it's okay. It isn't okay. It's important that the whole body of Christ is seeking to live a holy life.
But we're in New Testament times now. Does that make a difference?
No, I don't think the principle alters at all. I think that this is the point. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Although that's a New Testament phrase, it's an Old Testament truth. And we're seeing it very clearly in this story with Achan. And, of course, later you've got Ananias and Sapphira, and they're hiding away, that they're trying to give the impression that nothing much has gone wrong, but they've deceived, and they both are struck dead. So I think it just reminds us, and there are massively salutary reminders from time to time in Scripture, that if you step out of line with what God has clearly said, you can be in very big trouble. Just because it doesn't always happen, people being struck dead, Achan being found out and stoned, doesn't mean that the implications are not still there. They are.
Going back to Achan's actual situation, he couldn't claim not to know. that that was the instruction, because he admits that he was clearly tempted.
Yes, that's right. He doesn't, in that sense, he doesn't hide it. Although, of course, one wonders, when you look, there's this quite lengthy process of going through this tribe and their clans and this tribe and their clans. And so Achan could have come up quite a bit sooner and said, you don't need to go through this, I'm the one. Mm. But he didn't do that. He waited and waited. And when he was presented to Joshua, then he owns up. But he's more or less got to then.
So it was more that he was caught out rather than...
It seems to me that way, yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes, indeed.
I mean, we live in a world where there are plenty of incidents around the world of where you might say that God's law, God's will is not being followed. So does that mean that when, you know, we get disasters and problems taking place in the world, whether it be earthquakes or floods, you know, which are very common, that is God's judgment, or are they still just natural things that happen?
I believe they're still God's judgment in the sense that we can argue there's no way that any of these things would be happening if man had not sinned and rebelled against God. And therefore that's the root of why the earth is in a mess, environmentally, politically, economically. The root of it is rebellion, disobedience toward God. Whether you can fine-tune it to always find a Achan behind every situation, that's another matter.
Mm.
But the general root, rebellion against God, has caused an opening of the door for all sorts of chaos and problems.
So rather than, you know, pointing to one person's specific sin, if you like, it's perhaps more accurate to point to the state of the world and the general falling away from God that goes back to Adam.
Yes, I think that's the right approach. But of course, every believer is still challenged to live righteously. It's not that we should live in paranoia and fear, but it's always good just to say, Lord, is there anything in me, anything in my attitude, in my life, that is moving from the place that it should be? Show me, because I don't want my life to be messed up, and I certainly don't want to mess up other people's lives through my disobedience.
Interesting story. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.